Lieutenant General Vincent Stewart, he's the director of the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency. He told Congress that ISIS, quote, would probably conduct additional attacks in Europe and attempt to direct attacks on the U.S. homeland this year in 2016. You're the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee. What are you bracing for?
Well, I think Europe has been wide open. This really comes as no surprise, unfortunately. And I think he's right. You know, I think Europe, given the security gaps, we have legislation out of my committee to address some of this. ISIS, in a video last week, called for terrorist, Paris-style attacks in the United States. And from my perspective, that's one of our greatest fears. I've talked to the FBI, to Homeland Security officials. We are ramping up security in the United States, but also looking at visa applicants, looking at visa waiver applicants, and looking at travel manifests on the airplanes to try to come into the United States.
We know there are ISIS investigations, ISIS-related investigations in all 50 states right now, but is there any specific terror plot that you know of that the U.S. is working on?
Well, when I talk to the FBI and Homeland, they say there's no specific and credible threat in the United States, but you have to factor in the idea that they can communicate now in what's called dark space, in encrypted space. As the Paris-style attacks occurred, they had end-to-end encrypted apps where we couldn't see what they were saying. That's why we couldn't stop it from happening. That is, when I talk to federal law enforcement, that's our greatest concern here in the homeland, is that they could be here. And we know that there are terrorists in Raqqa communicating with individuals in the United States. We just can't see what they're saying.
Is the fear that they will go after what they call soft targets, like they did, for example, today in Brussels, a subway station, outside the security perimeter at an airport, and you just walk in before you go through security, the baggage department, when you check your bags in?
Yeah, and they are soft targets. I mean, the perimeter is hard to manage, but we are putting these Viper teams, they call them.
What are Viper teams?
Viper teams are basically TSA and local law enforcement working together to provide a greater presence at airports and at metro stations and train stations to provide a deterrence.
With sniffer dogs, stuff like that?
With canines. And the canines can detect these explosive devices that we saw, unfortunately, go off successfully.
Is that a visible presence or is it largely blended in?
No, it's a very visible presence and it's done intentionally for deterrence.
What else needs to be done, for example, at U.S. airports that's not being done?
Well, I think, again, we are looking. I think it's the foreign travel coming into the United States. So last points of departure, that is what my legislation is looking at. That's what Homeland Security is looking at to tighten up those travel documents, look at the manifest, and make sure they can't come into the United States. The foreign fighter threat is real, and that's what we saw happen today in Belgium. And that's what we don't want to see happen in the United States.
And so the fear is sleeper cells may already be here in the United States? Is that what you're saying?
The fear is a Paris-style attack or a Brussels attack occurring here in the United States through the use of encrypted communications.
When you say encrypted communications, the best intelligence, they can't break that encrypted communication?
Even with a lawful warrant, we can't see it. Even our intelligence services in some cases can't see it. This obviously went under the radar screen. I wouldn't be surprised in the sort of diagnosis or autopsy of this case that we find out that the encryption was used.